This week, the defense began presenting its side in a criminal trial of two former Enron executives and four former Merrill Lynch bankers. The bankers allegedly helped the energy company to manipulate its earnings, and they're charged with fraud and conspiracy. Bethany McLean is a reporter for Fortune magazine and the first journalist to question how Enron made its money. She says this trial exposes broader truths about the way that Wall Street firms do business.
Merrill Lynch engaged in a transaction that helped Enron pretty up its results for the year ending 1999 and thereby mislead investors about its real financial condition. And what's amazing is how the extent to which that seems to have been business as usual on Wall Street.
When you say that the ethics are not in doubt, let's talk about the facts that are known that are not at issue in this trial. What is it that these Merrill Lynch bankers definitely did?
They purchased a Nigerian barge, an interest in several Nigerian barges, from Enron at the end of 1999. And this transaction had to be done by year end so that Enron could book earnings and meet Wall Street's earnings estimates for the year. Now, you ask, what do we know? Well, we certainly know that Merrill Lynch didn't have a Nigerian barge business. In other words, there was one reason for Merrill to engage in this transaction, and that was to help Enron out.
So the deal is that Enron owned this stuff. Enron needed to look like it was making money, so it pretended to sell the stuff to their banker.
Well, the pretended is the word that's at issue in the trial. The Merrill Lynch bankers, the defense, contends that it was a real sale, that Merrill Lynch's money was really at risk. The prosecution contends that Enron gave Merrill Lynch a guarantee that it would get its money back no matter what. And in that second event, were there such a guarantee, the transaction was illegal as it was booked.
Now, in your reporting, you suggest that this was not just one banking company that was willing to do this for Enron, but several who were willing to do it again and again in transactions worth many millions of dollars.
What really is shocking is the extent to which Wall Street firms were involved in the Enron scandal. It seems to have been business as usual on Wall Street, whereas those of us on the outside who learned about this stuff, it's just horrifying. And the perception gap between the two worlds is pretty incredible.
Why wouldn't Wall Street firms raise more red flags here?
Specifically in the case of Enron, it was one of the highest fee-paying companies on Wall Street, so everybody wanted their business. And firms were willing to do whatever it took to get that business. The money came far ahead of the ethics.
This is the first time that Wall Street bankers have been put on trial for their role in the Enron scandal. Why has no one else been put on trial?
Much of what Enron did was pushing and twisting the rules rather than outright breaking the rules, and it's been very difficult for the government to develop a criminal case because so much of it hinges on accounting technicalities. In addition to that, there's been an argument that firms like J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup are too big to fail, and the government hasn't wanted to criminally charge those firms, perhaps bring them down, that would be a punishment that didn't fit the crime or perhaps cause more damage than it was worth.
We've been talking to Bethany McLean. She's a reporter for Fortune magazine and the co-author of The Smartest Guys in the Room, The Amazing Rise and Scandalous Fall of Enron. She's in New York City. Thanks very much.
Thank you.